The Taittiriya Upanishad. May the Lord of Day grant us peace. May the Lord of Night grant us peace. May the Lord of Sight grant us peace. May the Lord of Might grant us peace. May the Lord of Speech grant us peace. May the Lord of Space grant us peace. I bow down to Brahman, source of all power. I will speak the truth and follow the law. Guard me and my teacher against all harm. Guard me and my teacher against all harm. Let us learn the art of recitation, which calls for knowledge of letters, accent, measure, emphasis, sequence, and rhythm. May the light of wisdom illumine us. May we become united with the Lord. Let us contemplate five categories: this world and luminous worlds in the sky, education, progeny, and speech. What is this world? Earth below, sky above, air between, and space connecting them. What are the luminous worlds in the sky? Fire on one side and sun on the other, water between, lightning connecting them. What is education? Teacher speaking to the disciple seated by his side, wisdom between, discourse connecting them. What is progeny? Mother on one side, father on the other, the child between, the sexual organ connecting them. What is speech? The lower jaw and the upper, words between, and the tongue connecting them. Those who contemplate these categories will have children, cattle, food, and wisdom. O Lord of Love, revealed in the scriptures, who have assumed the forms of all creatures, grant me wisdom to choose the path that can lead me to immortality. May my body be strong, my tongue be sweet. May my ear hear always the sound of Om, the supreme symbol of the Lord of Love, and may my love for him grow more and more. Lord, may I grow in spiritual wisdom, and may I have food and clothes and cattle. May students come to me from far and near, like a flowing river all the year. May I be enabled to guide them all, to train their senses and still their minds. May this be my wealth. May this be my fame. O Lord of Love, may I enter into you, and may you reveal yourself unto me, the pure one masquerading as many. You are the refuge of all devotees. I am your devotee. Make me your own. Bhur, Bhuvas, Suva are three vibrations. Maha Chamasya taught a fourth. Maha, to stand for the self. The rest are his limbs. When Bhur is the earth, Bhuvas, space between, and Suvar, the world above, Maha is the sun that nourishes life everywhere. When Bhur is fire, Bhuvas air, and Suvar the sun, Maha is the moon that supports all the planets and celestial bodies. When Bhur is the Rig, Bhuvas the Sama, and Suvar the Yajur, Maha is Brahman, wisdom that nourishes all the four Vedas. When Bhur is prana upward, Bhuvas downward, and Suvar is prana widespread, maha is food that nourishes vital forces in everyone. Thus, these vibrations are 4 times 4. Those who understand them realize the self and are loved by all. The Lord of Love dwells in the hearts of all. To realize him is to go beyond death. Between the parietal bones of the skull swings the sagittal door, as the lobe swings behind the palate. Through that, one goes out, chanting Bur to become one with fire, chanting Buvas to become one with air, chanting Suvar to be one with the sun, chanting Maha to be one with the Lord. Thus one becomes king of his own life, ruler of his passions, senses, and intellect. He is united with the Lord of Love, who is truth, peace, and immortality, the source of joy, the supreme goal of life. Meditate always on the Lord of Love. Earth, sky, worlds above, quarters and their halves, fire, air, sun, moon and stars, water, herbs, trees, space, and entity are the elements. Eye, ear, mind, tongue, and touch. Skin, flesh, muscle, marrow, and skeleton, and the 5 vital forces constitute the body. The sage, contemplating these sets of 5, discovered that everything is holy. Man can complete the inner with the outer. Om is the supreme symbol of the Lord. Om is the whole. Om affirms. Om signals the chanting of the hymns from the Vedas. The priest begins with Om. Spiritual teachers and their students commence with Om. The student who is established in Om becomes united with the Lord of Love. To the householder, practice right conduct, learning and teaching. Be truthful always, learning and teaching. Master the passions, learning and teaching. Control the senses, learning and teaching. Strive for peace always, learning and teaching. Rouse Kundalini, learning and teaching. Serve humanity, learning and teaching. Beget progeny, learning and teaching. Satyavacha says, be truthful always. Tapo Nitya says, master the passions. Naka declares, learning and teaching are necessary for spiritual progress. I have become one with the tree of life. My glory rises like the mountain peak. I have realized the Self, who is ever pure, all-knowing, radiant, and immortal. Thus spoke sage Trishanku when he became united with the Lord of Love. Having taught the Vedas, the teacher says, speak the truth. Do your duty. Neglect not the scriptures. Give your best to your teacher. Do not cut off the line of progeny. Swerve not from the truth. Swerve not from the good. Protect your spiritual progress always. Give your best in learning and teaching. Never fail in respect to the sages. See the divine in your mother, father, teacher, and guest. Never do what is wrong. Honour those who are worthy of honour. Give with faith. Give with love. Give with joy. If you are in doubt about right conduct, follow the example of the sages, who know what is best for spiritual growth. This is the instruction of the Vedas. This is the secret. This is the message. They have attained the goal who realize Brahman as the supreme reality, the source of truth, wisdom, and boundless joy. They see the Lord in the cave of the heart and are granted all the blessings of life. From Brahman came space, from space, air, from air, fire, from fire, water, from water, earth, from earth, plants, from plants, food, and from food, the human body, head, arms, legs, and heart. From food are made all bodies, which become food again for others after their death. Food is the most important of all things for the body. Therefore, it is the best medicine for all the body's ailments. They who look upon food as the Lord's gift shall never lack life's physical comforts. From food are made all bodies. All bodies feed on food, and it feeds on all bodies. The physical sheath is made up of food. Within it is contained the vital sheath, which has the same form, with prana as head, vyana as right arm, apana as left, space as heart, and earth as foundation. Man and woman, beast and bird, live by breath. Breath is therefore called the true sign of life. It is the vital force in everyone that determines how long we are to live. Those who look upon breath as the Lord's gift shall live to complete the full span of life. The vital sheath is made of living breath. Within it is contained the mental sheath, which has the same form, with yajur as head, rig as right arm, sama as left. The heart is the wisdom of the Upanishads, and atharva is the foundation. Realizing that from which all words turn back and thoughts can never reach, one knows the bliss of Brahman and fears no more. Within the mental sheath, made up of waves of thought, there is contained the sheath of wisdom. It has the same form, with faith as the head, righteousness as right arm, and truth as left. Practice of meditation is its heart, and discrimination its foundation. Wisdom means a life of selfless service. Even the gods seek spiritual wisdom. Those who attain wisdom are freed from sin and find all their selfless desires granted. The wisdom sheath is made of detachment. Within it is contained the sheath of bliss, which has the same form, with joy as the head, contentment as right arm, and delight the left. Bliss is the heart, and Brahman, the foundation. Those who deny the Lord deny themselves. Those who affirm the Lord affirm themselves. The wise, not the unwise, realize the Lord. The Lord of love willed, "Let me be many." And in the depths of his meditation, he created everything that exists. Meditating, he entered into everything. He who has no form assumed many forms. He who is infinite appeared finite. He who is everywhere assumed a place. He who is all wisdom caused ignorance. He who is real caused unreality. It is he who has become everything. It is he who gives reality to all. Before the universe was created, Brahman existed as unmanifest. Brahman brought the Lord out of himself. Therefore, he is called the self-existent. The self is the source of abiding joy. Our hearts are filled with joy in seeing him enshrined in the depths of our consciousness. If he were not there, who would breathe? Who live? He it is who fills every heart with joy. When one realizes the self, in whom all life is one, changeless, nameless, formless, then one fears no more. Until we realize the unity of life, we live in fear. For the mere scholar who knows not the self, his separateness becomes fear itself. Through fear of Brahman, the wind blows, sun shines, fire burns, rain falls, and death snatches all away. What is the joy of realizing the self? Take a young man, healthy, strong, good and cultured, who has all the wealth that earth can offer. Let us take this as one measure of joy. 100 times that joy is one measure of the Gandharva's joy. But no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of the joy of Pitris. But no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of the joy of Devas, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of the Karma Devas joy, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of the joy of Indra, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of Brihaspati's joy, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of the joy of Virat, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. 100 times that joy is one measure of Prajapati's joy, but no less joy has one illumined, free from self-will. The self in man and in the sun are one. Those who understand this see through the world and go beyond the various sheaths of being to realize the unity of life. Realizing that from which all words turn back and thoughts can never reach, they know the bliss of Brahman and fear no more. No more are they oppressed by the question, how did I fail to perform what is right? And how did I perform what is not right? Those who realize the joy of Brahman, having known what is right and what is wrong, are delivered forever from this duality. Bhrigu went to his father, Varuna, and asked respectfully, "What is Brahman?" Varuna replied, "First learn about food, breath, eye, ear, speech, and mind. Then seek to know that from which these are born, by which they live, for which they search, and to which they return. That is Brahman." Bhrigu meditated and found that food is Brahman. From food are born all creatures. By food they grow, and to food they return. Not fully satisfied with his knowledge, Bhrigu went to his father, Varuna, and appealed, "Please teach me more of Brahman." "Seek it through meditation," replied Varuna, "for meditation is Brahman. Bhrigu meditated and found that life is Brahman. From life are born all creatures. By life they grow, and to life they return. Not fully satisfied with his knowledge, Bhrigu went to his father, Varuna, and appealed, "Please teach me more of Brahman." "Seek it through meditation," replied Varuna, "for meditation is Brahman." Bhrigu meditated and found that mind is Brahman. From mind are born all creatures, by mind they grow, and to mind they return. Not fully satisfied with his knowledge, Bhrigu went to his father, Varuna, and appealed, "Please teach me more of Brahman." "Seek it through meditation," replied Varuna, "for meditation is Brahman." Bhrigu meditated and found that wisdom is Brahman. From wisdom come all creatures. By wisdom they grow. To wisdom return. Not fully satisfied with his knowledge, Bhrigu went to his father, Varuna, and appealed, "Please teach me more of Brahman." "Seek it through meditation," replied Varuna, "for meditation is Brahman." Bhrigu meditated and found that joy is Brahman. From joy are born all creatures, by joy they grow, and to joy they return. Bhrigu, Varuna's son, realized this self in the very depths of meditation. Those who realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them, and receive the love of all. Respect food. The body is made of food. Food and body exist to serve the self. Those who realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them, and receive the love of all. Waste not food. Waste not water. Waste not fire. Fire and water exist to serve the self. Those who realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them, and receive the love of all. Increase food. The earth can yield much more. Earth and space exist to serve the self. Those who realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them, and receive the love of all. Refuse not food to those who are hungry. When you feed the hungry, you serve the Lord, from whom is born every living creature. Those who realize the self within the heart stand firm, grow rich, gather a family around them, and receive the love of all. Realizing this makes our words pleasing, our breathing deep, our arms ready to serve the Lord in all around, our feet ready to go to the help of everyone in need. Realizing this, we see the Lord of love in beast and bird, in starlight and in joy, in sex energy and in the grateful rain, in everything the universe contains. Drawing on the Lord's resources within, security, wisdom, and love in action, we conquer every enemy within to be united with the Lord of love. The self in man and in the sun are one. Those who understand this see through the world and go beyond the various sheaths of being to realize the unity of life. Those who realize that all life is one are at home everywhere and see themselves in all beings. They sing in wonder, "I am the food of life. I am. I am. I eat the food of life. I eat. I eat. I link food and water. I link. I link. I am the firstborn in the universe. Older than the gods. I am immortal. Who shares food with the hungry protects me. who shares not with them, is consumed by me. I am this world, and I consume this world. They who understand this understand life. This is the Upanishad, the secret teaching. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.